Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Oh, it's back at the 10, and it's 3rd and 14. From the goal line, watch out! Ball is out! Picked up for the touchdown! Preston Smith recovers it!
Iconic Preston Smith play. From the 2017 season, a sack fumble from Ryan Kerrigan on Dak Prescott. And then that fumble resulted in a touchdown as Smith scooped and scored. Go crazy at the time, FedEx Field.
That was
Who
a
called
blast.
That play, Danny?
Jim Nantz?
That's Jim Nantz.
Yeah.
There you go. CBS, NFL number one crew. Speaking of which, our NFL conversation is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So the Preston Smith edition is really interesting to me. I actually think he is a dead ringer for what they're trying to do right now up front on the edge. He's kind of a, I don't want to say younger version, because he's actually not younger at all. He's older. But he's similar to Dietrich Wise in a lot of ways. He's 32 years old. He's huge. He's 6'5", 265, so he's a massive person. They want an edge setter who can be tough against the run, and I think Preston Smith, if you tell him this is how we need you to commit, we need you to help us stop the run on the outside here, I think he can be that guy. For 4 years here, then 5 years in Green Bay, then a half season with the Packers last year before being traded to the Steelers at the deadline, he was able to do some of those things. He's super long. He's got length. He can keep tackles off of him. I was wondering and worried about how they're going to replace Wise. I didn't think they had the personnel to necessarily do that. But I actually think Smith gives them a much better chance than what they had in the building before that. No delusions of grandeur here. I know he had 8 sacks a couple years ago. I think whatever you get as a, from a pass rush standpoint is probably a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think his size will help them. They needed that.
Yeah. Here's what I don't know. I don't know what he is right now this minute. I mean, the most of the time when he was in, you know, he was in Washington, then he was in Green Bay, I had a pretty good feel for it. I always felt like he was a slightly underrated player in that regard because he didn't come through with, I mean, he had one season, I think, of double-digit sacks, but I think he had 12. But for the most part, this was a maybe at times boring and unsexy, little bit of a run stuffer, pretty accountable on the edge, solid all around, pretty good, but never going to be the like TJ Watt headliner or Khalil Mack headliner or, you know, huge difference maker, but you could do a lot worse is kind of the point. I don't know. I didn't follow what he was doing the last couple of seasons, honestly, as closely. So it was interesting that nobody else was interested, right? I mean, didn't that surprise you at all that at this stage, a couple of weeks into a season, you could just go grab Preston Smith? It makes me a little bit dubious that this is like panacea from heaven and we've solved it.
That's a really good point. I mean, and that is the argument, I would say, against him having a big impact or being a super helpful player is, why was he available on September 17th? You've got three organizations that you've played for going back now to the 2024 season, basically, where at some point, somewhere along the way, or I should say the 2023 season, but whether it's Green Bay or Pittsburgh most recently, someone could have said, we either want him or there's enough tape there. Play a lot of teams within the division. Somebody says, you know, he's a useful player. We'll keep him. Now, Dan Quinn did say they've been talking about him extensively for a while. And in reaching out to his camp today and having a quick conversation, it sounds like, you know, there was a lengthy dialogue this offseason about Preston Smith. My guess is probably before they signed Wise or around that time, where they're looking for size on the edge, and he was one of the guys on their short list. Why they didn't decide on him over Wise or why they didn't bring him in with Wise, I don't know. Why he didn't have another home?
Maybe not, price tag, honestly. I mean,
it's possible.
Yeah.
The other thing sometimes with these guys is, like, if you're Preston Smith, maybe you're at a point in your career. It's funny because we think of him as the second round pick that they just drafted who's a young kid. But maybe you're only going to go to a contender because you want a chance to win. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're only going to go to a place where you're actually going to play a lot at this point of your career. And that wasn't an available thing when he could have signed right before training camp. So he was like holding out for that. And now you get that opportunity. So you were just waiting for an injury and it happened. There's a lot of possible reasons, but I do agree with you. My antenna's up a little bit when you're signing a guy who for 2 weeks of the NFL season was not on a payroll. This was Dan Quinn at his presser today on Smith.
We've actually discussed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
It's Preston for a while. Edge, he's strong, you know, proven pass rush ability. We liked his size, too. And so with Dietrich being injured, if we had another chance to add another person to that group, it seemed like the fit. And so I've followed him for a long time. I feel like it's one of those players I've known but didn't have a chance to coach and always have wanted to. And so when he was able to come in for the workout and be here, it just felt like a good fit. Saw him hanging out with Kerrigan, you know, for them playing some years together and having that person, okay, this is what we do here, this is how it's going. I'm hopeful that Ryan can help on that onboarding process, but this is a veteran guy who will get up to speed quick. You can tell he's a bright guy, but you can tell he really worked hard to get himself in shape to be ready for the op when it came, and he had a few of them.
That's pretty cool, by the way. He was here. Kerrigan was his mentor as like the veteran player at the time.
That's neat.
Was showing you the ropes, and now he's your position coach. So you come back, and that's about the only thing that you know. I was thinking about seeing this organization through the lens that is Preston Smith, and when you were here, what it was. They were called the Redskins. It's a different ownership group. Every person in the building in every single role is no longer here, basically.
Way more Bruce than you want.
Now you've got a real front office and general manager. You've got, obviously, a coaching staff is different. That's going to happen in a lot of buildings, right? But nothing is similar. The locker room's been completely redone. It's now gorgeous and pristine. You ain't sitting on a stool anymore at your stall, Preston. You know, you got the big padded seats and the beautiful locker room that you've seen. All the facilities have been massively upgraded and renovated, and they poured millions into those. That old AstroTurf field is no longer out there in Ashburn. Beautiful new practice fields as well. I mean, it's all lipstick on a pig of a facility if you're comparing it to an SEC team or, you know, these big money programs in school or some of the top gorgeous facilities like Seattle's on the water in the NFL. But still, I mean, you walk in that door and you go, what team is this? It's not like you've played here before. This is an expansion team. This is an entirely different thing from the name to everything else.
Totally. And the culture of it, I know that's that word is people always roll their eyes, but that's the biggest thing. It's like, you know, new coats of paint happen or new carpet happens or, you know, a couple employees here and there are different. But the idea that this is a completely different organization than he walked out of to come back, however, what is it, like 7 years later, is pretty remarkable. But yeah, I mean, there are a couple free agent defensive ends or edge type players that were sort of lingering out there, that names that you recognize, right? And he's been, I would say, among the more productive of them. I mean, I'm surprised, frankly, that they haven't called Carl Lawson, who I think played for Dan Quinn in Dallas, who hasn't been a juggernaut, but, you know, was a part-time defensive end like Dante Fowler was before, like a Dorrance Armstrong was before, that 4 or 5 sack type window. But it clearly tells you they wanted this type of player, maybe more so than a pass rusher.
Well,
this is the early down defender. Yeah.
It's size. It's stopping the run size, and then, you know, you get the little bonus if he rushes the quarterback. But Again, 8 sacks just a couple of years ago. Like, I'm not saying if you look at his pass rush win rate or any of this stuff, it jumps off the page. Because if it did, I promise you he would have had a gig. You can't be a stellar pass rusher and not get phone calls. Like, that does not work as an edge. If you're not getting calls, if you're not on a team right now, it's because you're probably not a good bet to get to the quarterback a whole lot. But if he gives you a little bonus there and he can get home, for a team, by the way, where's your pressure coming from traditionally off the edge? We've said Von Miller is going to be their closer. He's been whisper quiet as a pass rusher, albeit not a lot of snaps. It's a very small sample. But through two games, has he been overly noticeable? I mean, they didn't get any pressure on Jordan Love.
None.
They had, I think, 2 statistical sacks, one of which he kind of fell down and gave himself up, and Armstrong played two-hand touch. But other than those 2 sacks, they had one more play where they hit Jordan Love in the entire football game.
And that's without a lineman or two from Green Bay, kind of a regular group. So, yeah, that was discouraging on all fronts. That was, I mean, we talked about a million different angles. That was one of dozens that didn't go particularly well for Washington, but that one was a bit alarming. That group couldn't kind of go nuts right there against that offensive line. I mean, because, again, they did their job. With the run stopping, you held Josh Jacobs to mid 3 yards per carry. I will take that every single time, always. It was the next phase. The whole point of this renovation of the defensive front was, can we stop the run on early downs to put us in good second and long, third and long type situations? They got that.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get home or couldn't come close.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.